sheet night. New sheets fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Raising a wall, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
Respected viewers of Madani Chain, we once again welcome you in our program, Nasheed Night. So much to learn from this program, so much to benefit. Be with us from start till end. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and add as many good intentions as possible. As my Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, we all make this intention, inshallah, we will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer before performing any permissible task or any good deed. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch with focus, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others to insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. We'll begin this beautiful program, Nasheed Night. Here we recite the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this program, we mention the naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. And this program is to mention the manaqib of awliya Allah, sahaba and ahlul bayt, to praise them. And the good idea of this program is that any manaqib or any naat or hamd is recited in Arabic, Persian or Urdu language. We try and explain that in English too for our viewers. They cannot understand other languages. Inshallah, be with us. We will be explaining too. We'll be learning a lot. Let's begin this very program with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the start. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. مالک بحروں پر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہی خالق جن و بشر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ابدی ہے تو ازلی ہے تیرا نام علیم و علی ہے تو سب سے برتر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ
حسب بیان کرتے ہیں
sare sango shajar oi chand sitare vasve paya karte hai sare sango shajar oi chand sitare tasbeeh hai khush ko tar hai ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah tera charcha har tera charcha har gaye aag sehra sehra gulshan gulshan wasif hai phoolore samar hai ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah
khulqat jab paani ko tarse rim jim rim jim barkha barse khulqat jab paani ko tarse rim jim rim jim barkha barse har ek par rahmat ki nazar hai ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah raatein jab se apna chupaya chidiyon ne ye zikr sunaya raatein jab se apna chupaya chidiyon ne ye zikr sunaya nagma baar naseeme sahar hai ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah tare ko mola vasita tujhko us pyare ka bakhshe de tu tare ko mola vasita tujhko us pyare ka jo sab nabiyon ka sarvar hai ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah ya allah
subhanallah subhanallah تو ہی مالک بحر و بر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہی خالق جن و بشر ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Damat Barakatuhu Aliya. He mentions the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the Malik, owner of the earth and the ocean, every dry and wet, wherever it is, you are the owner of that, owner of universe. Tu hi khaliqe jinno bashar hai, ya Allahu, ya Allah. And you are the khaliq, creator of every jinn and ins, every human being and jinnat. You are the khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliq, he is our malik, he is our creator, he is our sustainer, he is our owner, malik. And then further, wasf bayan karte hain sare sang shajar aur chand sitare, subhanallah. Tasbih har khushko tar hai, ya Allahu, ya Allah. Each and everything, whatever has been created, that mentions the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the stones, all the trees, moon and stars, every what and jai, whatever is here in this universe, mentions the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. Tera charcha har ghar aangan sehra sehra gulshan gulshan. You are being mentioned everywhere, whether it's a desert or it's a garden or orchard, every house, every place, you are being mentioned, O Rabb. Vasif har phool aur thamar hai, every flower and every fruit is mentioning your hamd, subhanallah, ya Allah, ya Allah. And then khalqat jab pani ko tarse, rim jhim barkha barse, har ek par rahmat ki nazar hai, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Whenever we are in need of water, then it starts raining and everyone gets the share from your rahmah, from your mercy, ya Rabb, and everyone gets water whenever they need, subhanallah. Bakhsh de tu attar ko maula, vaasta tujhko us pyare ka jo nabiyon ka sarwar hai, ya Allah, ya Allah. At the end, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, he makes dua for his forgiveness through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is leader of all the anbiya. Ya Allah, forgive me for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive Attar for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the leader of all anbiya. May Allah forgive us too. May Allah give us tawfiq that we also mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way it is haq to be mentioned. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. You're watching Nasheed Night. Respect your viewers, brother Salam. We now recite the naat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salamalika ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayhi ya Habibullah. चमक तुझसे पाते हैं सब पाने वाले, चमक तुझसे पाते हैं सब पाने वाले, चमक तुझसे पाते हैं सब पाने चमकाने वाले, मेरा दिल भी चमका दे चमकाने वाले, बरसता नहीं देख कर अब रे सारे बरसाने वाले, برسادے برسانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میں مجرم ہوں آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوں آقا میں مجرم ہوں آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو رستے میں ہے جا بجا تھانے والے کے رستے میں ہے جا بجا تھانے والے رہے گا یوں ہی ان کا چرچا جل جانے والے پڑے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے اور ابائی شفاعت کی ساعت ابائی شفاعت کی ساعت ابائی ذرا چین لے میرے گھبرانے والے ذرا چین لے میرے گھبرانے والے رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آنا کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چندرانے والے کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چندرانے والے میرا دل بھی
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفل نعت of اعلی حضرت شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمن he pleads in the court of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا رسول اللہ everyone gets light from you یا رسول اللہ if you can also shine my heart enlighten my heart too I'm also in need of light I'm also in need of نور from your court یا رسول اللہ If my heart also gets the darkness removed and gets enlightened through the nur from your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, respected viewers, there's a beautiful couplet, Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. You are alive, you, by Allah, you are alive, by Allah. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned twice qasam here subhanallah and then he mentioned you are alive by Allah you are alive by Allah oh you who are hidden from my weak worldly vision now respected viewers we'll talk about this bit of detail because if we go through whole kalam in detail the time does not permit. But let's figure out what does this beautiful kalam means. This couplet is one of the most beautiful, glowing and well-read couplets of Sayyidi Ala Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, the great Imam with deep love, spiritual emotion and full faith is taking an oath by saying, by Allah, in other words, he is announcing his and our aqeedah, which is that our beloved Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam is alive. And in doing so, he is taking an oath to emphasize that we have no doubt that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is alive. Even after journeying away from our weak worldly sight, we cannot see, but Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam is alive. The fact that our weak worldly eyes cannot see him sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not mean that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not alive. There's no doubt that anbiya ikram alayhi salatu wassalam are alive, and this is at a greater level of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani radiyallahu ta'ala an, who is the distinguished great personality scholar in the history of Islam, and subhanallah, he discusses the lives of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam after their journey away from our worldly sight. He says, Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he says, and since it is evident from the Quran that the martyrs are alive and this can be proven logically, then it is open proof that Anbiya, whose status is far greater than that of the Shaheeds, subhanallah, are undoubtedly alive. That's what he writes. And this is very logical also, yet beautiful point, which Imam Ibn Hajar radiyallahu anhu makes. There is no doubt that Shaheed-e-Islam, the true martyr of Islam, are alive. And this is proven from the Holy Quran. Thus, when the Shaheed, Shuhada are alive, and this is proven from the Holy Quran, then there can be no doubt or dispute about the lives of Anbiya Kiram alayhim salam. Hence, there can be no doubt that the one who is the means of the lives and the excellence which has been bestowed all of them. In other words, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is alive. Further discussing this beautiful and renowned couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, and supporting his words is the narration reported on the authority of Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, recite durood upon me in abundance on Friday, since it is a respected day. On that day, the angels present as a witness, and whosoever sends durood upon me on that day, this durood is presented to me up to the time when they have completed sending durood. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an says, qala qultu wa ba'da al-maut, I inquired, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you receive it? I.e., will you still hear the durood even after your passing? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, subhanallah, verily Allah Almighty has made it haram upon the earth that it may consume the bodies of anbiya. So the Nabi of Allah are alive and they are given sustenance, subhanallah. This hadith has been reported in Ibn Majah, Jami' al-Saghir and Mishkat Sharif too. Subhanallah. By the grace of Allah, the mercy of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seeking the blessings of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and all my mashaykh, this is the point what we have just understood, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is alive. Now we learned that if shaheed, shuhada, according to Quran, are alive and they are given risk, so the one who recited the kalima of Nabi, accepted Islam, and then got martyred and got this status that he is alive, what about the Nabi who is far greater in status than that Shaheed? Through his kalima, someone recites and gets the status that he is alive in grave. What about his own life? Allah, it's far, far, far greater than of shaheed. So tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. And we also heard the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon the earth to consume the bodies of anbiya. If all anbiya's bodies, subhanallah, the earth has been made haram to consume, so what about the leader of all anbiya, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beautiful aqeedah mentioned by Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Twice he mentioned qasam, and then he mentions this beautiful couplet, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Inshallah, now we will include one manqabat in our program, Shahenshahe Sukhan, Maulana Hassan. He writes that,
Baag jannate ke behre madha khane ahle bayt.
What does he say? That the gardens of Jannah are for those who mention the madha of Ahlul Bayt. We are fortunate, mashallah, we are sitting, and you're fortunate, you're watching, you're listening the madha, the praise of Ahlul Bayt. And we are mentioning, and for them, what is the good news? What is the glad tiding? Baag jannat ke hain, behre madha khane ahle bayt. Those they praise Ahlul Bayt, for them are the gardens of Jannah. And then he further writes,
Tumko mujda nar ka ae dushmanane ahle bayt.
And in contrary, those they are enemies of Ahlul Bayt, for them is the news of nar, jahannam, hellfire. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then further he says,
Unki paaki ka khudai paak karta hai bayan aur aaya hai tathir se zahir hai shaane ahle bayt.
He mentions the reference of the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُظْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Through this verse, which mentions the purity of Ahlul Bayt, subhanallah, paaki of Ahlul Bayt, unki paaki ka khudae paak karta hai bayaan, ayah-e tathir, this ayah is called ayah-e tathir, se zahir hai shane ahle bayt, the status of Ahlul Bayt is crystal clear through this verse. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions the purity of Ahlul Bayt. What is the status of the family of Rasul? Household of Rasul, subhanallah. And then he says,
Unke ghar mein bejazat Jibrail aate nahi Are qadr wale jaanate hain qadr o shaane ahle bayt.
Allahu Akbar. Jibreel, chief of angels, Allahu Akbar. He does not come without permission. He does not enter without permission in the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And those they know the value, the status, the honor and respect of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know what is their status. They don't enter without taking permission. Even likes of Jibreel Amin, who is chief of the angels. Allahu Akbar. And then he says,
Ghar lutana jaan dena koi inse seekh jaye are jaan alam ho fida ae khandane ahle bayt.
Allahu Akbar. If someone wants to learn what is the true meaning of sacrifice, what does it mean to sacrifice your life, your wealth, your household, your complete belongings, everything what you have in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one should learn from the family, the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Ahlul Bayt, Jani alam ho fida, the soul of this universe may be sacrificed upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, ye karam sunai. Baag jannat ke hain, behre madha khani ahle bayt, tumko mujda nar ka hai dushmanani ahle bayt.
Baave jannat ke hai behre madha khani اہلِ بیت تم کو مجدہ نار کا ہے دشمنانے اہلِ بیت تم کو مجدہ نار کا ہے دشمنانے اہلِ بیت ان کی پاکی کا خدا پاک کرتا ہے بیان ان کی پاکی کا خدا پاک کرتا ہے بیان آیا ہے تطہیر سے ظاہر ہے شان اہل بیت آیا ہے تطہیر سے ظاہر ہے شان اہل بیت ان کے گھر میں بے اجازت جبرائیل آتے نہیں قدر والے جانتے ہیں قدر و شان اہل بیت قدر والے جانتے ہیں قدر و شان اہل بیت اے شباب فصل گل یہ چل گئی کیسی ہوا اے شباب فصل گل یہ چل گئی کیسی ہوا کٹ رہا ہے لہلہاتا بوستانے اہل بیت رہا ہے لہلہاتا بوستانے اہل بیت خشک ہو جا خاک ہو گئے خاک میں مل جا فرات خشک ہو جا خاک ہو گئے خاک میں مل جا فرات خاک تجھ پر دیکھ تو سوکھی زبانے اہل بیت خاک تجھ پر دیکھ تو سوکھی زبانے اہل بیت فاطمہ کے لاڈلے کا آخری دیدار ہے فاطمہ کے لاڈلے کا آخری دیدار ہے حشر کا ہنگامہ برپا ہے میانِ اہل بیت حشر کا ہنگامہ برپا ہے میانِ اہل بیت گر لٹانا جان دینا کوئی تجھ سے سیکھ جائے گر لٹانا جان دینا کوئی تجھ سے سیکھ جائے جان عالم ہو فدا اے خاندان اہل بیت جان عالم ہو فدا اے خاندان اہل بیت تم کو مجدہ نار کا اے دشمنانے اہل بیت
Allah, subhanallah. Respected viewers, now let's include one manqabat in the shan of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an.
Sayyidina Karbala
viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night, inshallah azawajal. Now we will include one more kalam in our program, inshallah azawajal.
Oh, ya na ho
ہوگا اس طرح حسن و شباب ریت پر آیا نہ ہوگا اس طرح حسن و شباب ریت پر گلشن فاطمہ کے تھے سارے گلاب ریت پر گلشن فاطمہ کے تھے سارے گلاب ریت پر آلِ بطول کے سوا کوئی نہیں کھلا سکا آلِ بطول کے سوا کوئی نہیں کھلا سکا قطرہ آب کے بغیر اتنے گلاب ریت پر قطرہ آب کے بغیر اتنے گلاب ریت پر عشق میں کیا بچائیے عشق میں کیا لٹائیے عشق میں کیا بچائیے عشق میں کیا لٹائیے آلِ نبی نے لکھ دیا سارا نصاب ریت پر آلِ نبی نے لکھ دیا سارا نصاب ریت پر جتنے سوال عشق نے آلِ رسول سے کیے جتنے سوال عشق نے آلِ رسول سے کیے ایک کے بعد ایک دیے سارے جواب ریت پر پیاسا حسین کو کہوں اتنا تو بے ادب پیاسا حسین کو کہوں اتنا تو بے ادب نہیں لمسے لبے حسین کو ترسا ہے آب ریت پر لمسے لبے حسین کو ترسا ہے آب ریت پر آلِ نبی کا کام تھا آلِ نبی ہی کر گئے آلِ نبی کا کام تھا آلِ نبی ہی کر گئے کوئی نہ لکھ سکا ادیب ایسی کتاب ریت پر کوئی نہ لکھ سکا ادیب ایسی کتاب ریت پر آیا نہ ہوگا اس طرح حسن و شباب ریت پر.
سبحان اللہ. Respected viewers, Karbala is one reality. It is such a sad tragedy, but it is full of sabr and istiqamat, patience, tolerance, and steadfastness. Sacrifice, being content upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission of total will before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing with haq and against batil is the account of Karbala. Arif Khadi, Mia Muhammad Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, how beautifully he writes, Hundi quwwat zor na laya, Hundi quwwat zor na laya, baithe man razain, pani baaj piyase challe deen duni de saan. It was not that Imam Hussein did not have any power. He had all power. He had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam with him. But he was razi bin raza. He was pleased upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hundi quwwat zor na laya, baithe man razain, pani baaj piyase challe deen duni de saain. Now, respected viewers, we learn that whenever there is the time to sacrifice your jaan, your maal, your family, whatever you have for the sake of Deen Islam, one should remain ready. One should always stand with haq and against batil, with truth and against falsehood. This is the message of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And Imam Hussain radiallahu an gave his life. He gave life of his children, his brothers. Allahu Akbar. He also raised their dead bodies. He also saw his companions' dead bodies. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an's cut arms were also seen by Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And which grief, which pain, which worry, which sorrow was not seen by Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Ali Akbar, Hazrat Ali Asghar, little kids were also in the hands of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, and they got martyred. Allahu Akbar. And he tolerated. He was the mountain of patience before all these sorrows and griefs. Allahu Akbar. Now, for a moment, imagine, had Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and accepted the offer of Yazid Palid, had he done the allegiance on the hand of Yazid, what would be the outcome? He wouldn't face all these worries. He wouldn't face all these sorrows. He wouldn't sacrifice his life, his family, his children, the people with him. He wouldn't face all these. Rather, he would have been given money, probably some sort of power also, position also, had he accepted the demand of Yazid Palid and done bay'ah in his hand. All this would have been not done what was there. But my dear Islamic brothers, he rejected all this. Now what was the reason? The reason was Yazid Palid, he was characterless person. He was adulterous. He was alcoholic. And he made the things which were haram as halal and those were halal as haram. He distorted the image of Islam. He distorted the teachings of Quran and Hadith. This was the basic reason Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an could not do bay'ah on the hand of such person who was fasiq and mu'lim, who was an open sinner, who did not deserve being the Khalifa, who did not deserve being the ruler and the throne of Islam at that very moment. He sacrificed his life, he sacrificed his family and everything, but he did not want it to distort the image, the true face of Islam, the true teachings of Islam, which Yazid was doing and he wanted to do. This was the reason. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we understand the true philosophy behind this Karbala, the message of Karbala. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an actually is the winner. He is actually the hero. He is actually the one who stood with haq and against batil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and the message he left alive, the legacy he left alive. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also follow the footsteps of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Let's include one kalam in our program.
Ya shaheed-e Karbala fariyaad hai, ya shaheed-e Karbala fariyaad hai, ya shaheed-e Karbala fariyaad hai, chashme Fatima fariyaad hai, Sibte Mustafa fariyaad hai, Sibte Mustafa fariyaad hai,
kaun hai tere siwa fariyaad hai.
MashaAllah, beautiful kalam of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Respectfully, time is very short. Let me explain you the stance of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala in the light of Holy Quran. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 50. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحكم الجاهلية يبغون ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون. So do these people want the command of ignorance? Who is better than Allah in command for those who are certain in faith? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed all the rulers who will come until the day of judgment, their roles and responsibilities, and how should they behave, and what is their responsibility. Whoever will sit on the throne of Islam, and Allah ordered them. What was the order? In Surah Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in verse number 49, وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And O Muslims, judge between them according to that which Allah revealed, and do not follow their desires. Do not follow their desires. Now this is the hukum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. Now, meaning whoever will become the ruler of Islam, whenever he will do judgment, whenever he will become a judge, so he will not do according to their own desires. Rather, what will be the yardstick? Yardstick will be Quran, the teachings of Quran. They have to follow what Quran says, and they will do according to the teachings of Quran. Legislation set and laid by Quran, and the teachings of Quran will be established in the country, in the society, in every town and place. After giving this hukum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, so do these people want the command of ignorance? Who is better than Allah in command for those who are certain in faith? What does it mean? Meaning, O Mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these Bani Israel, these are the scholars of their time. They have come to you, and do they want to go back to the era of ignorance, Jahiliyyah, that period again? Allahu Akbar. After the Islam's Noor has come, it has enlightened the world with the Noor of justice, of equality, of insaf and adl, and they want to go back to the ignorance time when someone would favor to their own people or the big people, or they would have kind of inequality, the judgment was not just. They want to go back to that Iran ignorance? No, that is not possible, right? Islam has come, the sun has risen, the darkness is gone, the night is gone, the day has come. And now the yardstick will be Quran, the teachings of Quran. The justice will be according to equality, fairness. And now we will not turn back to the ignorance. And whoever will be the ruler will have to follow this. وَمَنْ أَحْصَرُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the responsibility of every ruler. How will he do the judgment according to the teachings of Islam, not because of his own desires? He will not follow. He will follow what Quran and Sunnah says. Not the traditions and the customs will be followed. Judgment will be in the light of Quran. And now look at Yazid and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Yazid, when he became the ruler, what he wanted to do? He wanted to follow his desires. He wanted to follow his carnal desires, his nafs. And he was distorting the image of Islam, true face of Islam. This was the fundamental conflict of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala with Yazid. He was fasiq, fasiq mu'lin. He did not offer salah, Yazid. He was alcoholic. He was bad kirdar, characterless. And he left the itaat of Rahman and he followed shaitan. He was a person who would spread discord in the lands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he destroyed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yazid made the things which were made halal by Allah as haram, and things which were made haram by Allah made as halal. Allahu Akbar. He was the one who changed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the one who promoted the things based on traditions and customs. He himself did not follow the sunnah, and he would promote others, motivate others not to follow the sunnah. Was it possible a person of such character was made the Amir of believers? Whereas Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and is alive, could he see that? Whereas Quran says the ruler should follow teachings of Quran, not the carnal desires. And in front of grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person who is characterless person, sinner, fasiq, who is changing the true image of Islam, true face of Islam, who is going against the teachings of Quran, who is changing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can become the leader of believers. No, that was not possible. This was the main ikhtilaf, that was the main conflict. This was the fundamental issue. Hence, Imam Hussein radiallahu an was on right, on haq, and Yazid was the image of batil and falsehood. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an did not want a person being a ruler pushes the Islam back to the era of Jahiliyyah, whereas the nur of Islam has come. So Imam Hussein protected Islam. Imam Hussein protected the light of Islam. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala unguarded Islam. Imam Hussein gave his own blood to the tree of Islam. Imam Hussein flushed the orchard of Islam. Imam Hussein revived Islam. قتلِ حسین اصل میں مرگِ یزید ہے اسلام زندہ ہوتا ہے ہر کربلا کے بعد اسلام زندہ ہوتا ہے ہر کربلا کے بعد Hence, Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ You heard about the image of Yazid. How was he? And on the contrary, according to the teachings of Islam, who was upon Islam? Imam Hussein radiallahu anh, he had written a letter to the leaders of Basra. And in that letter it was written, Ana ad'ukum ila kitabillahi wa sunnati nabiyyih. O people, I call you towards the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Imam Hussein radiallahu anh. No doubt, indeed, the sunnah is getting dead and bid'at are being promoted. He couldn't see that. So that's why he stood against batil. He stood against Yazid. It was not a conflict of power. This was a battle of haq and batil. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an is alive until the day of judgment by guarding the borders of Islam, by guarding the image of Islam. And Yazid is dead forever. May Allah shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen. That's all for today. Inshallah, we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
New sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shine.